This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What is... Dax, are you...
tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes, I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
As you heard in the update, the number 13 Terps are in Michigan to take on 17th ranked Wolverines. That's a 6:30 start, 5:30 pregame coverage right here on 105.7 The Fan. And let's go out to the Window Nation fan guest hotline. Gene Wong covers the Terps for the Washington Post, and he joins us now. And Gene, thank you as always for joining us. We do appreciate your time. Wild week for the Terps last week. We were there on Wednesday, saw them lose at the buzzer to Michigan State, and then they finally were able to win a game at State College. It wasn't pretty, but what do you think of this Terps team as they head into the Chrysler Center tonight?
Well, it's clear for them, if they win out, they can be as high as the number two seed in the Big Ten tournament, and they're certainly looking for a double bye. They lose tonight, then it gets a little more complicated. It depends what happens to Wisconsin and Purdue. There are other things have to happen, but they control their own path to a double bye, and that's all you can ask for at this time of the year. To get that win against Penn State was huge after that just gut-wrenching loss to Michigan State. You know, a lot of teams would just kind of full tent and go on the road and to a place where they haven't had not won in a decade. They had lost seven straight at Bryce Jordan. To kind of show that kind of grit is what you want to see for a team come March.
Gene, what are you expecting from the battle of the bigs tonight? Because Michigan's got 2 7-footers.
Yeah, you know, Vlad Goldin and Danny Ford are a load, and obviously it's going to be a game, I think, in the trenches with Maryland throwing Juju and Derek Queen at them. You know, Michigan is coming off getting drummed against Illinois, and this is Michigan's senior night, so this is going to be a really tall task for Maryland to go into Chrysler and win that game. But, you know, they know what's at stake. They're coming off a very inspirational road win, and I'm sure Kevin Woodrow's telling his players, look, we went to Penn State, a place that we had not won in 10 years. They have lost at Michigan. They have not won in Ann Arbor in 5 games. So it's another place where they have difficulty playing. But all Kevin Willard has to tell his players, look, you want to double bye in the Big Ten tournament, you want to have a chance to finish as high as number two in the conference, we need to win this game and then worry about what happens Saturday against Northwestern.
You mentioned their big men, but I wonder about their backcourt there in Ann Arbor, Gene. Like, you look at some of their turnover numbers and even their turnover numbers at home, turnovers per possession. It can be a problem for them, and we're coming off a game where Juju had 6 steals himself, right? And we know how active Gillespie's hands are and Queen's hands can be. Could that be an area the Terps can exploit?
100%. They force 14-plus turnovers a game, so they'll get up on you defensively. Certainly their guards are so quick. They're really good one-on-one defenders, but they're a great team defensive unit. And as you mentioned, Juju shot 2 for 10, but he contributed in so many other ways. He got a key rebound down the stretch, career-high 6 steals, 15 rebounds. And Rodney Rice against Penn State was 2 for 13 shooting, right? He had the best defensive player in the conference guarding him some of the time, Ace Baldwin. So that's part of it. But it just shows you they can still win when two of their top scorers are shooting horribly. So and do it on the road. So I expect this to be one heck of a game tonight.
Talking with Gene Wong, it's Inside Access here on The Fan. Gene, I want to get back to Rodney in that game Saturday. Yeah. And going into that last shot he took, he was 1-for-12 from the field, he has an open look at a three, but basically pump fakes and takes it in for the poise there to not take what was the open three and get himself a better look and salt the game away in a game where he was 1-for-12 going to that shot. I was impressed by that.
Yeah, and Kevin Willard said, you know, I don't care if Rodney Rice is 0-for-10. I want him with the ball in his hands late in the game if we need a shot. I'm 100% comfortable with him taking it. And that shows you why. I mean, he's a great three-point shooter, we know. Now, obviously, he had a horrible three-point game against Penn State, but he pump-faked and then made a great move, great ball fake, and got an open jumper, and that was a huge shot to kind of help seal that win. So it just shows you, like, kind of the poise and the moxie that Rodney Rice has and Maryland has as a team, because no matter how poorly you're shooting, when the game is kind of – when the stakes are at the highest, he's comfortable taking that shot, and of course he made it, and then they win that game by 4 points.
Gene, on the season, Maryland's seventh in the country in terms of first-half scoring, but they've had their lowest first-half scoring outputs in back-to-back games. I think that's kind of one of the keys tonight is starting off fast against Michigan. But what do you make of the slow starts the past two games?
Yeah, it's something that I know Kevin Willard remembers. The last time he was at Ann Arbor, I was here too, and I think they were down 19-1 out of the gate, and they lost that game by like 40 points. So I'm sure they remember that Juju Reese was on that team, the only player that was on that team. And I promise you, in the locker room and at practice the last few days, they're going to be talking about, look, Michigan's going to be juiced. It's their senior night. They're going to want to, you know, redeem themselves from what happened in their last game. We have to brace ourselves for a really, really fast start. And from our end, we have to erase the memory of the shooting woes from the Penn State game. And, you know, we have to be the three-point shooting team that we can be. You know, they're going to need Jacoby Gillespie, Rodney Rice, and Sultan Miguel to make some threes out of the gate to kind of give them that confidence, especially on the road. I think that could be a big indicator of what it's going to be like down the stretch for Maryland. Because if they find themselves down by double figures in the first half, it's going to be a really, really tough climb to get back into that game.
We're kind of reaching the point where we all step back from, you know, 50,000 feet and assess the sort of landscape as a whole, right, when they set this 68-team field versus kind of living in these conference bubbles for the most part the last few months. Yeah. Do you have any overriding thought? Like, when I watch, you know, a lot of the SEC, even some of the Big 12, I still don't know that the Big 10 is as athletic, by and large, is a lot of these teams. I don't know if they're as dynamic as a lot of these teams, right? Sparty's the best team in the conference, and they're kicking it old school and trying to keep you from getting a 65. Like, do you have reservations about how this plays out when we get to the big dance?
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code FLEX at checkout. That's harrys.com, code FLEX. Enjoy.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Are target date funds a smart or lazy way to invest? Should you pay off debt or invest extra cash? Can you deduct your dog as a home security system on your taxes? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing strategies, tax planning, and smart ways to build wealth and navigate big financial decisions. Work smarter, not harder, on your finances this year. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Now, here's the thing. Coaches love talking about defense, right? You ask any coach in the Big Ten, certainly, as an example, what they value most. And they're going to tell you, you know, getting stops down the stretch and defensive intensity and forcing turnovers, that kind of thing. That's great. But to win in the NCAA tournament, you got to be able to score points. You got to be able to get buckets when you have to have them. Look at Connecticut the past 2 years, right?
Yep.
And Maryland can do that. Maryland is third in the conference in points per game. So they can score the basketball. They can score 100. They've proven that against a Big Ten opponent, okay? So that, to me, is a difference that they can if the game's in the 90s, they can play that way too. And we talked about this a couple times I've been on with you on the program, that's why I think they're a dangerous team, because Michigan State can't necessarily score the basketball. Yeah, they can control the tempo and dictate it, which they did against Maryland. But if they're in a game where they're going to have to score 80 points, I'm not sure that's what they want to do.
Gene, before we let you go, we talked about the Terps. They control their own destiny. If they win out, they are a top four seed. So in your opinion, will they have an opportunity to clinch a top four seed on Saturday? Will they get out of Michigan with a win?
It's going to be really, really hard. I mean, Michigan is going to be so jacked. If Michigan had won the previous game, maybe, but on a senior night after coming off a blow-off loss, I mean, Michigan is so talented. I mean, we mentioned they're big guys. They play so well at home. They've only lost twice. It would be an upset if Maryland was able to pull it off tonight.
Gene Wong covers the Terps for the Washington Post. Gene, always great.
Thank you so much
for your time. Enjoy the basketball.
Fellas. We'll talk again, fellas. Take care. Bye-bye.
Thanks so much. Hey, we'll come back. We'll give you our thoughts on this game. Hear from Gary Williams, had an interesting thoughts about some of the, blue bloods in the Big Ten Conference.
That's exactly what we should say.
Preview Maryland and Michigan next here on The Fan.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-Hour Energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
StreetEasy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House of the Home Theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
So, I read in USA Today that the majority of people stop GLP-1 weight loss injection shots in a year. Now, what's concerning is if you get off GLP-1s, there's a real chance you can gain all the weight back. The solution? Almacid, a natural superfood protein shake. University studies show it optimizes your metabolism so you can lose weight easily, and Almacid has been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Use Almacid with GLP-1s or as a natural alternative. Find out more and see the university studies at almacid.com. That's almased.com.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Knicks Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Knicks, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Knicks Menswear, your friend in style.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.